I have been sitting here, for a bit, talking to myself, thinking of how I was going to start this. I was thinking of doing like a big fireworks entry, but I don't have fireworks, nor do I have an entry. But, I don't know what to say. I reached 100. Well, okay, so today I reached 100 followers. And as of right now, last time I checked, I just reached 111. So that's three ones. So I think that's pretty cool, but also like, oh my God. I never thought I'd get this far. I honestly didn't know I would get this far. I'm sorry about coughing. I had pneumonia for a bit, and it's shortened down to bronchitis. Yeah, I've been recording audios while having bronchitis, and I've been having to like edit out like all the coughs and the wheezes and the hacking. So yeah. So like every 3 minutes, or not even 3 minutes, every like 50 seconds, I feel like I'm choking, which is not good. But I hope that doesn't bother anyone. I had always thought about what I wanted to do if I reached 100. Because I like to fantasize about like if I reach 100, I'm gonna do this. But now that I'm here, I didn't think it would happen so soon. But before I say what I'm actually gonna do, I wanted to I never actually introduced myself. When I was just solely a scriptwriter, I didn't even introduce myself either. So, I should probably do that. It's probably about time that I did that. Hi. My name is Mochi. Some people call me Machi. My friends call me Momo. And my friends that I've had since childhood call me Mari, which is my Reddit name. I've been a part of Grand Wild Audio, or at least I've been on this site for maybe like coming up on 1.5 years, I think. No, yeah, 1.5 years. I don't know the specifics, but yeah, I've been around for quite a bit, but I never interacted with anyone. I was always just kind of like that, like quiet listener who would enjoy content, stuff like that, but I would never comment or anything. I wouldn't even like follow people. I would just like listen to whatever. Yeah, so I've been around for a bit. I've seen a lot of people come and go. And only recently, 4 months ago, is when I actually started like making content. And before I even started making content, I wanted to say it was probably 5 months ago that I actually started talking to people or like interacting with people and making friends. And I've made like a lot of friends, so I'm glad that I got out of my like socially anxious bubble and actually talked to people and actually made friends on the internet. And I'm grateful for that every day that I've got to talk to so many amazing people. Back to like the content part. I started making content 4 months ago when I just felt like I wanted to create things like some of my favorite creators did. And this is entirely not scripted, by the way. This is just me talking into a mic. I just felt that I wanted to create stuff. I wanted to make stuff that nobody else has done before. Everybody has already done like everything. I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of that community that creates things that make people happy and make people feel joy and feel relaxed and stuff like that. So I first started out like writing stuff first. I'm gonna edit out all of these coughs. These all sound terrible. Oh my god. I only started like writing things. And I was like talking with people and I was like, does this sound good? Is this something you would like to hear or to read? And I would get lots of good feedback on it, and I kept going because every time I wrote something, I would want to write like another thing. And it just made me happy to finally have a place to let out a bunch of my pent up creativity, if I could even call it that, really. You're probably gonna hear like a lot throughout this that it's really hard to compliment myself because I really don't like complimenting myself. I really don't like self-promotion. Not like for other people, I mean for like solely for myself. Like, I don't know why. I just feel whenever I say stuff like, oh, I made an audio, or oh, I have this account, I like physically cringe up and feel terrible. I can never be nice to myself, and I don't know why. Well, I probably know why, but I'm not gonna get into it. But, yeah, so I had started out writing, and it felt good. It felt good to have a platform. Like, it, as small as it was, it felt good to have somewhere to have a creative outlet. And later down the line, I just wanted to do more. Like, the more I wrote, the more I wanted to, like, start, like, actually acting out stuff. And so I started doing... I had gotten verified for Pillow Talk Audio because I just was not ready for... I was not ready to be fully immersed in the subreddit Gone Wild Audio. And I, first and foremost, like, I'm not too much of a sexual person anyway. Like, I have my, like, interests and stuff and my kinks and whatever, but I don't really, like... let it be known, or let it just show it every day. I'm definitely more of like that kind of wholesome kind of like slice of life kind of person. So that's what I started doing. I was just making safe for work stuff. I was making like stuff you could fall asleep to and stuff you could study to, because I just like the idea of like letting somebody being the reason that somebody actually relaxes in the day. And I was happy. I was really, really happy about that. I was happy with all the feedback I got. Every bit of feedback I get is so great. I love hearing from you guys so much. I'm so grateful that people find my content so enjoyable. Because I honestly didn't believe in myself. I did not at all believe that anybody would be listening to me. And it's so insane because we're here now. We're here at 100. Just a little over 100. That's like fucking wild. That is so rad. That's bananas, man. That's bananas. But knowing me, I was both writing and I was both making Hello Talk audios, and I just wanted to do more. You just couldn't stop me. And I wanted to get into more not safe for work stuff, which I didn't think I could do. I don't see myself as like sexy or like attractive or just all around like I can fucking talk, speak English, please. I never found myself as somebody that somebody else could get off to. It's not gonna sound right any way I put it, so. But the thing that really like drove, the thing that really like really was attractive to me about doing not safe for work stuff was just the creation of fantasy. I've been through tough times, and through tough times I've always wanted to have a sort of escape. And I've had my fair share of fantasies. Like, I've always wanted to, like, fuck a supervillain. And I'm probably not gonna be able to in real life. But on Gone Wild Audio, you can simply just look up supervillain or villain fucks you while you're tied up, something like that, and there you go. And I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to make fantasies. I wanted to create stories. I wanted to make storylines and plot and stuff like that. And with Pillow Talk Audios, I couldn't do that. With Pillow Talk Audios, I was solely just doing relaxation, which I love doing. I love doing relaxation audios. I'm still going to be doing those, even though I've strayed into like more not safe for work stuff. But with this stuff, there's much less rules, and I can just do whatever. Well, not whatever, like within reason. But I can be as creative as I possibly could, and I can still make audios because I honestly do love making audios. I never thought I could. And I'm just so glad that I pushed myself to do it, and it's so fun. It's so fun to do. Like, I do this purely because it's so, so fun, and because I know that I'm making people happy. At least I hope so. I do get messages a lot about how people like my audios, and it blows my mind. It blows my mind so much. It's so weird to think about. But yeah. That's kind of all I got for introducing myself. I would not be here at this point if it were not for the kindness of others. Like, I would not be here if I had not made friends in this community, if I had not talked with creators, such wonderful creators that I listen to and creators that I've worked with. I would not be here without them. I have such a huge thanks for them. Just wow. I wish I could hug all 111 of you. And thank you for staying with me for this one. What else I'm actually gonna do in celebration of reaching 100 is I'm gonna open up an anonymous forum thing. was planning on doing this a while ago, but I was afraid that nobody was gonna use it or like go on it, so I thought like no, there's no point. But I have been getting like messages of like people asking me questions, and I just want to put all of that into like one single form. So I'm gonna do that. I'm hopefully gonna get it done. Like I'm gonna start making it right after this is recorded, and after this is edited, and when I post this, it's probably gonna be in the like at the bottom. Why am I pointing down? It's probably gonna be at the bottom of this post. Why am I pointing down? You can't fucking see me. So yeah, I'm opening a monogamy a monog a pol Speak English, please. Yeah. I'm opening a polygamous form. Fuck. And you can put whatever you want in it. You can ask me questions. You can ask for requests, offer some stuff, submit any ideas you would think would be cool. You can ask me how my day is. You can share some music you like, give me like cat videos or something, because I love cat videos. You can put whatever, like within reason, by the way. Don't be weird. But yeah, just gonna let you guys do whatever. And honestly, it's gonna be really fun to read them. And hopefully, maybe someday I'll do like an actual official like Q&A or like AMA thing. But yeah, I wanted to do one more thing before I ended this. So I have this guy here. It's fully tuned, hopefully at least. Where did my tuner go? Actually, I'll look for it later. I'm just gonna warm up a little. That's all I know on that song. Okay. All my style, all my grace, all I try to save my face. All my guts try to spill, all my holes try to fill. All my money been a long time spent on my drives, on my rent, on my saving philosophy. It goes one in the bank and the rest for me. It goes all my troubles on a burning pile, all way out and I start to smile. If I catch fire and I change my aim, throw my troubles at the pearly gates. She never got laid. My Renaissance man sailed away and he never came back again. It goes all my troubles and a burning bridle, all lit up and I start to smile. If I catch fire and I change my aim, throw my troubles at the pearly gates.
I said all your troubles, you don't mean a thing. All my troubles on a burning pile, all lit up and I start to smile. If I catch fire and I change my aim, throw my troubles at the world again. It goes, all my troubles on a burning pile, all lit up and I start to smile. If I catch fire and I change my turn to burn and burn and burn.
That wasn't good. That wasn't good because I haven't practiced. I hope it was enjoyable. And I'm gonna have to listen back on this. So, thank you for getting me to where I am now. I love you all. Until next time.